In a moment, we head to oil country in the U.S., but this isn't a trip to Oklahoma, Texas, or even Alaska, but a journey rather to one of the first oil boom towns in the country. The American Countryside returns after this.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Long before Texas earned fame as an oil-producing state, Edwin Drake came to northwestern Pennsylvania with an idea on better capturing oil that had appeared here for centuries.
His project was considered a folly by the community here. Oil had seeped to the surface here and been collected by natives dating from 1410 and probably earlier. So his idea of drilling for it was not met with a great deal of approval in the community.
Barbara Zolli is director of the Drake Well Museum, and she says Drake even adopted the title of colonel in order to give his name a ring of authority. On August 27th of 1859, Drake's drive pipe struck oil. Not a gusher that flew into the air, but a gusher nonetheless that transformed the area seemingly overnight.
There's a wonderful story about Jonathan Watson jumping on his horse and riding down the valley to very quickly lease all of the property he could find in the hopes of becoming an oil millionaire, which he later did.
Soon the sounds of pumps bringing the oil to the surface could be heard. Barkers, which sound a little like a dog's yelp, let oil man know the pumps were pumping and bringing the black gold to the surface.
Pithole came online as an oil boom town in 1865 and rapidly grew in 9 months to a community of 15,000 people. So those kinds of towns in their transient nature tended to be a lot more lawless and a lot wilder.
A boom town is, as the title implies, a place that grows quickly and often dies quickly. Towns like Pithole began to vanish as oil interests moved elsewhere, although oil is still found here today. Although Texas lays claim to the gusher called Spindletop that hit oil in 1901, oil was struck here in northwestern Pennsylvania 50 years before then. Traveling the countryside in Titusville, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.